Now, the rest of the story. In the year 1647, England's Parliament convened to discuss a most serious matter. There was some sinning going on. Something potentially affecting every man, woman, and child in the country. A plague sweeping the land. A widespread contamination, it was called. Not physical disease, moral degeneration. A sin is what it was. As bad as all that. As bad as all that. For so insidious was the manner in which it had invaded a culture that until recent years hardly anyone had realized just how dangerous it was. Now, in despair, in 1647, British legislators sought to identify the source of this spiritual havoc. Clearly, it had not begun among them, but it had begun somewhere in the dark recesses of their nation's history. Now, the term used to describe this dread thing was innocent-sounding enough. Originally, the word had meant to dance in a ring, although by now practically nobody associated it with dancing. Anyway, the seeds of its destructiveness were perhaps sown in the early 13th century. An Anglo-Norman ritual may have been responsible for starting this sinning. The 14th century witnessed a flourish of humanism and democratic spirit, and in this climate in which liberty was often regarded as licensed, the stage was set. And then dawned the 15th century, and with it the great menace, the scourge of England for years to come, the deceptive evil which now must be dealt with once and for all. But how? Might not many of those cruelly deceived rise up in anger, riot in the streets, even storm Parliament itself if threatened with a nationwide ban? Would prohibition of this sin work? And could a sin so beguiling, so intoxicating, so omnipresent be treated as a common misdemeanor and simply summarily prohibited? Rather than could it, the question before Parliament was, could it be otherwise? Well, anyway, now it was time for the legislators to vote before it was too late. Throughout England, then and thenceforth, the awful practice must, in all of its forms, be considered a crime. It must be relegated to the distant, decadent past from whence it came. And so it was. The Parliament of England, 1647, passed its proposal, proclaimed its decree, and it was now a punishable offense, and it was to remain so until 1660, the Restoration, the reestablishment of the British monarchy with the reign of Charles II. Now today, it's no longer considered a sin. Today it's okay. Remember this word I'm going to relate, originally meant to dance in a ring, though practically nobody associates it with dancing. But as you participate in this happy tradition this year, I want you to recall the strange once upon a time, in the years during which the pagan hunting Puritans controlled England's Parliament, that curious intermission in British history when it was a crime. And you would have been a criminal for publishing or even for singing Christmas carols. Now you know the rest of the story.